In an effort to keep you, the listener, and you, the voter, better informed, we bring you In the Public Interest. This is Lisa Berry, and this is our biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. And today we're talking about how to become an election inspector. So we've gone straight to the top, the Chief Deputy Clerk of Washtenaw County and Director of Elections for nearly 7 years. Welcome, Ed Golombetsky.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
And we also have a League member, Cheryl Deppner, who has actually been an election inspector, and she's going to share some perspective on that as well.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having us.
So, Ed, you have a lot going on. We know this is your busy season, so we appreciate you coming in.
That's true. There's a lot happening right now.
Let's begin with, what is an election inspector?
Well, an election inspector, otherwise known as a poll worker, as they're known in a lot of areas, are essentially the staff that is appointed to serve in the various precincts around the county. They issue ballots. They receive voters to ensure that they're properly registered before issuing those ballots. They tabulate the results at the end of the night and distribute them back to the cities and townships and ultimately the county.
And these are the people we see when we go to vote, and they're having you sign your name and address or processing your ballots, telling you where to put it in the machine and things like
that? That's correct. They're the folks that greet you when you come in the door to vote on election day. And they are members of your community. They are appointed by the election commission of your city or township. They're your neighbors. Well, we need them to ensure that elections occur within the scope and bounds of law, to make sure that procedures and rules are upheld, and that ballots are kept secret, that the vote itself is kept secret, and that results are tabulated accurately.
And does it take a lot of training to become an election inspector? Who can be one?
Well, any registered voter in the state of Michigan can serve at the polls anywhere in the state. Also, those that are 16 or 17 years of age can serve their community as election inspectors as well. Obviously, they would not be registered voters if they were under the age of 18, most likely. And we certainly encourage those youth, and we're going to be actively recruiting youth age 16 and 17 to be involved, to serve at their precinct on election day, to contact their city or township clerk to work the polls this election, particularly this August. You know, if kids are home for the summer and need a little bit of extra money and would like to participate in a very worthwhile part of the democratic process, serving as an election inspector is a great way to do that.
You mentioned money, so it is a paid position.
It is a paid position. Every city and township in the county pays a wage to the election inspectors that are working, and usually provide a meal as well.
Cheryl, you've worked as an election inspector. Does it take a lot of training?
It does. It was an eye-opener for me. I voted for many, 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 many years, and it was on my bucket list to do that job. So I've gone in, voted, you know, looked pretty straightforward to me, and so I signed up, and I went to my first training. And when I did, I received a 3-inch booklet and 4 hours of training, and it was an eye-opener.
Who puts that together, Ed?
Well, the county trains most of the election inspectors in the county. The county clerk's office, I should say, trains most of the election inspectors. There is some training that's done by the city of Ann Arbor and various other townships and cities in the county. The city of Ypsilanti does some training as well. Scio Township does. Pittsfield Township does as well.
I would think the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area would like the part where we're trying to get younger people in at the ballot box and in the poll places to see what's happening.
It's a really excellent experience to really appreciate what America and democracy is about. It's a way you can participate the way people do in armed services, as elected officials. You really do get to see how much effort has gone into managing to make sure that every U.S. citizen gets an opportunity to vote.
So we have a primary coming up in August, a regular election in November, and it seems like there's a couple of balls still up in the air as far as voters, whether they can take a selfie, whether there'll be straight party voting. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, there are two court cases currently pending, and they're expected to be decided prior to the November election. The one that you mentioned, ballot selfies, I would remind voters that currently you are not technically allowed to take a selfie in the polling location. Photography in the polling location is currently prohibited, other than by members of the press, such as yourself, Lisa.
So you can come
in with your credentials and take a photo from the public area. But everyone else would be prohibited from doing that. So that's the way it is right now.
Can you go on Instagram, Snapchat? I mean, are Social media is evolving so quickly. I'm wondering if the election process is keeping up with that.
It sure is evolving rapidly. And I can tell you that there are many instances where, despite the fact that it is prohibited, people are taking photos in the polling place. But again, the laws of the state at present are that you cannot take a selfie in the polling location. There is a pending court case that could change that.
By November.
Perhaps by November. And the other thing that we'll be watching very closely is the ability to vote a straight party ticket. Voters have traditionally in this state for quite some time been able to do that. And there is a case pending that could eliminate that option. The legislature acted a couple of years ago to eliminate straight party voting. That was challenged and is still pending a decision in court currently. We'll see what happens. Right now, as it stands, you would be able to vote a straight party ticket this November.
I think as the Director of Elections and the League of Women Voters of the Greater Ann Arbor area, voter turnout would be an issue that you're both concerned about. I don't know if concern's the right word, but looking into.
I think that it's always the goal to try to get everybody to come out to vote. I think that we're always pleased to see, 60-70%, voter turnout. Those don't usually happen unless it's a presidential election. But certainly I would hope people would think really hard and fast about the fact that this is an opportunity that's only true in about 15 of the countries in the world where you get a chance to go out and put your opinion and values into a ballot box.
Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, we are certainly encouraging voters to participate. We see, traditionally this August state primary, typically we can expect somewhere around 20% turnout. And there are a lot of elections, particularly in cities like the city of Ypsilanti, city of Ann Arbor, where decisions are basically made at the primary because of the fact that there aren't multiple candidates or there aren't candidates from or with different party affiliations that have filed. So some of the races that that really affect us here locally are decided in August. And certainly we would like to see turnout increase in August and across the board. But this November, certainly turnout will be a little higher, around the 60% or 50 to 60% range. We are always interested in trying to encourage registered voters to get out and participate.
Is there still time to become an election inspector for the August election?
Yes, there is time to become an election inspector. And we encourage anyone that's interested to contact the county clerk's office. Our phone number is 734-222-6730. Or you can email elections@washtenaw.org. And we'll direct you to a city or township clerk where you live and help connect you with those individuals to get you serving the polls this upcoming election.
That's Chief Deputy Clerk of Washtenaw County and Director of Elections, Ed Golombieski. Cheryl Deppner, a member of the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. Thank you both for joining us on 89.1 WEMU's In the Public Interest.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Lisa.